Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in to St. Columba Anglican Church in Beaumont, Alberta. I'm Stephanie London. It's the second Sunday of Easter, April 7th, 2024. Today we're reflecting on the life of the very early Christian community as told in Acts chapter 4, verses 32 to 35. As I was resting up this week from the busyness of Holy Week, I got back into watching renovation shows. Anyone else? The kind where a couple or friends or siblings buy a house in really terrible condition and turn it into something solid, stylish, and most of all, profitable. If you've ever traveled through the world of HGTV as I have this week, you've probably run across Brian Baumler. I don't know how many of these shows he's been in. I stopped counting at 19. He's the handyman who makes everyone's renovation dreams come true. He has a new one out just since last year. It's called Brian's All In. Here's the description. Brian Baumler travels off the beaten path to help struggling entrepreneurs renovate their businesses. These are ambitious dreamers who are risking it all for their passion projects, making major life changes to become their own boss, just like Brian did. In each episode, Brian hits the open road in his RV, spending a week helping a budding business owner through a make-or-break point in their reno. He acts as their coach and mentor, helping them overcome major hurdles while tackling key builds in a race to open or revive their business. This is not an ad, by the way. Alas, HGTV doesn't sponsor sermons. But we're just here to pick up two words: all in. Like the couple who sunk all their resources into reviving a 1930s-era bowling alley. Or the couple who bought an old farm and over $1 million later were exhausted from doing everything they could to turn it into a destination craft distillery. All in means teetering on the edge, with make your wildest dreams come true on the one side and lose everything on the other. Of course, the people in this show haven't taken this lightly. They have proven entrepreneurial skills. They've done their research. They have the necessary experience. They just need a week of Brian Baumler's time to hone their projects and get them to the finish line. Even if you do the right things, all in is still scary, though. It involves risk, sometimes a lot of it. You could be wrong. You could make a mistake. You could give in to your fear and fail. You, like me, may know people who went all in on a whim without doing their due diligence, or who made bad decisions, or hit circumstances they couldn't control, and it cost them a lot. All in is a big deal. And the bigger the thing you're staking everything on, the scarier the all in is. Besides getting businesses going, people can be all in to all sorts of things. All in to a business, all in to a dream, all in to a way of thinking. And it turns out you can be all in to Jesus too. All in to the kingdom of God. After Jesus rose, in those enthusiastic, very early days, all in marked the community of his followers. For a few brief, beautiful moments, everyone was of one heart and soul. They held everything in common. There was not a needy person among them. All in led to unity and peace. All these three verses of the compact Psalm 133 we read today are about this too. How very good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It's like oil running down Aaron's beard, like the dew which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord ordained his blessing, life forevermore. The first letter of John weighs in this week too. If we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. That community of people who are all in comes to embody what Jesus offers over and over and over every time he shows up after the resurrection. Peace be with you. My peace I leave you. When people are all in for the right reason, for the praise and glory of God, grace abounds, joy abounds, care abounds. And living in peace and unity emerges as some of the first fruits of being all in with the resurrected Jesus. Because when we live to reflect Jesus' heart, those are the qualities we find. They're central to who Jesus is. And where we are in Christ, we are able to reflect those central qualities of who he is. That moment for the early church was unfortunately brief, because it turns out that human beings are notoriously bad at both peace and unity. And when Jesus did not, in fact, return right away, things got more complicated. The scripture passages we just saw come from a tiny section of the book of Acts, one of the shortest Psalms and one of the shortest New Testament letters. Even in the Bible, peace and unity sit gently at the fringe. A tidal wave of sin, bickering, selfishness, fear, and increasingly heavy persecutions will soon test the community of Jesus' followers. Soon, the apostles will be having to write a lot of letters to try and recenter everyone. But Jesus, peace be with you, still stands, holding up a mirror to our fear. All in with Jesus is still the call. And while the kind of all in that allowed the first Christians to live in world-transforming peace and unity should be taken on with an extreme amount of prayer and self-reflection or a mighty move of the Spirit, moving any number of steps in that direction still bears fruit. Peace, unity, and even releasing the kind of blessing we hear in Acts 4:34, where it says great grace was upon them all, and there was not a needy person among them. All in can be a pretty powerful thing. It can be an answer to Jesus' prayer before he died. When he prayed, I am in them, and you, God the Father, are in me. May they experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me and that you love them as much as you love me. What would it look like for the world to see and know that God loves them as much as the Father loves Jesus? For us to orient our whole lives towards making God's love visible. It would be revolutionary. We don't have to bet the whole farm to begin asking, is there some part of our lives together that we can align more with the mission of God? You may be in a place where the call might just be more in, rather than all in. But if all in is too scary, you can still ask, is there some part of my own life, time, talent, treasure, that I can apply to making life better for someone else? Because through resolutely Christ-centered lives, grace abounds, blessing abounds, peace and unity abounds. And along with that, we can rest in this prayer to the resurrected Christ. Jesus, answer our fear with your living peace. Amen.